Chapter 2. A Terrible Event. Gabriel could not stop thinking about the beautiful young girl with the dark hair. He asked his neighbours and found out that her name was Bathsheba Everdeen. He liked saying Bathsheba again and again. "I'll ask her to marry me," he thought. Gabriel wanted very much to see Bathsheba again, so he decided to visit her at the house of her aunt, Mrs. Hurst. One morning in January, Gabriel put on his best clothes and walked across the fields to Mrs. Hurst's house, carrying a lamb in a basket. But when he arrived at the house, Bathsheba's aunt said that she was out.
"I've brought a lamb for Miss Everdeen," said Gabriel. "I thought she might like to look after it."
"She is only visiting here," said her aunt. "If you'd like to wait, she'll be back soon."
"Yes, I'll wait," said Gabriel. "But I didn't really come about the lamb. I want to ask Miss Everdeen to marry me.
Does she have any other boyfriends?"
"Yes, she has lots of boyfriends," said Mrs. Hurst. "She's so good-looking and very clever."
"Oh," said Gabriel sadly, "I'm only an ordinary man. If she already has lots of boyfriends, then I haven't a chance. I'll just go home."
Gabriel started walking home, but he had only gone a short way when he heard someone calling him. He looked back and saw Bathsheba running after him.
"I've just been to your aunt's house," said Gabriel.
"Yes, I know," said Bathsheba. "But I didn't know that you had come to ask me to marry you. My aunt made a mistake. She told you that I already had a boyfriend, but I haven't."
"I'm very pleased to hear that," said Gabriel, smiling happily.
He held out his hand, but she put her hand behind her back.
"I have a nice little farm," said Gabriel. "I still haven't paid all the money for my sheep, but I'll do that soon. I'm only an ordinary man, but I've worked hard and I've done well. When we're married, I can work twice as hard."
He held out his hand again.
"But Farmer Oak," said Bathsheba, "I didn't say that I was going to marry you."
"But you ran after me," said Gabriel.
"I didn't want you to think that I had lots of boyfriends," she said.
"Please, Miss Everdeen," said Gabriel, "will you marry me? I love you very much, and I can make you happy. You can have a piano and flowers and birds, and at home by the fire, when I look up, you'll be there. And when you look up, I'll be there."
"That would be nice," said Bathsheba. "I would like that."
She was silent for a time, then she said,
"I'm sorry, but it's no good. I don't want to marry you. I don't love you."
"But I love you," said Gabriel. "And if you like me, that's enough for me."
"Mr. Oak," said Bathsheba, "I've got no money at all. You're just starting as a farmer. If you marry, you should marry a woman with money. Then you could buy a bigger farm."
Gabriel looked at her in surprise. "That's just what I'd been thinking myself," he said.
"Then why did you come to me?"
said Bathsheba angrily.
"Don't be angry with me," said Gabriel. Please, may I come and visit you in the evenings? Or will you go for walks with me on Sundays? You don't have to decide immediately.
No, no, I can't, said Bathsheba. Don't keep asking me. I don't love you.
All right, said Gabriel. Then I won't ask you again. A few days later, Bathsheba left the area. Gabriel heard that she had moved to a village called Weatherbury, which was more than 20 miles away. Gabriel had two dogs to help him on his farm. One was called George, and the other was George's son. George was old, but he was very clever and had a lot of experience with sheep. But Gabriel often had to stop the young dog from running after them. One evening, after Gabriel came home, he called the dogs, but only George came. Gabriel went to bed, but early in the morning he was woken by the sound of sheep bells. The sheep wore bells round their necks so that the shepherd could find them easily. When the sheep ran fast, the bells rang loudly. Gabriel ran outside and up the hill. It was cold and foggy, and he could not see or hear his sheep. Where had they gone? On the other side of Norcombe Hill, there was a deep quarry. In front of the quarry, there was a field with a hedge around it. Gabriel noticed the marks of sheep's feet on the ground before the hedge. Then he saw a big hole in the hedge. He looked across the field towards the quarry and saw the young dog standing on the edge. Suddenly, he had a horrible feeling. He ran to the quarry and looked over the edge. He saw all of his sheep on the rocks below. Some were already dead, and the others were dying. Then Gabriel realized what had happened. The young dog had started running after the sheep. The frightened animals had broken through the hedge and run across the field. Then they had gone over the edge of the quarry. Now Gabriel had no sheep, but he still had to pay for them. I'll have to sell my farm and everything that I own, he thought sadly.
After he had sold his farm, Gabriel had no money, and he needed to find a job quickly. 2 months after the death of his sheep, he went to a job fair in the town of Casterbridge. Men came to the job fair looking for work, and farmers came looking for men to work on their farms. Gabriel was hoping to find a job as a farm manager, but all the farmers wanted shepherds instead. By late afternoon, he still had no job. Then someone told him that there was another job fair the next day in Shottsford. Shottsford was the other side of Weatherbury, which was 5 or 6 miles from Casterbridge.
Weatherbury? That's where Bathsheba has gone, thought Gabriel. I'll go there tonight, then tomorrow I'll go to Shottsford.
As Gabriel walked along the road and came close to Weatherbury, he noticed a strange light about 1/2 mile away. Suddenly, he realized that something was on fire. Immediately, he ran across a field towards the light. As he got nearer, he saw that a big rick was burning. It was very dangerous because the fire could easily move across to other ricks. A lot of men were running towards the fire, but nobody seemed to know what to do. Quickly, Gabriel climbed up the side of the burning rick. Fires were burning in several places, and when Gabriel saw this, he quickly jumped on each one. He shouted to the men on the ground, telling them to bring water. At last, the fire died away, and there was no more danger. A young woman was sitting on a horse, watching the fire and Gabriel.
"That is a very fine young man," said another woman who was standing beside her. "He did a great job stopping the fire," the woman on the horse said. "Go and tell him, Mary Ann, that the farmer wishes to thank him."
Mary Ann went and found Gabriel.
"The farmer would like to speak to you," she said.
"All right," said Gabriel. "Where is he?"
"The farmer is a lady," said Mary Ann. "Her uncle died suddenly, and now she owns the farm."
Gabriel went over to the lady on the horse. His coat was badly burned, and his face was wet and dirty. He looked up at the woman and was very surprised. It was Bathsheba. Bathsheba was surprised too.
"What are you doing here?" she asked.
"I lost my farm, and now I'm looking for a job," replied Gabriel. "Are you looking for a shepherd, ma'am?" he asked.